Continues the Gemara Daf Tzadi Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says the following statement: Keshetimtze loyma ledivrei Rameyer. According to Rameyer in our Mishnah, Rameyer in our Mishnah said that all gagin are one reshus. Just you can't go from one gag to another gag if there's an elevation of a 10 tefachim because of a gzeir of tel b'shus harabim. If you're going to go from one gag to another gag, even though it's one reshus, he doesn't care about the inhabitants below. It could be different owners. But you don't live in a gag, and the inhabitants below doesn't affect the rooftop. You can go from one roof to another, but you can't go from one roof to another if it's higher, elevated 10 or below 10, because then you might end up going in a Shus Rabim and place your jacket on a Tel B'Shus Rabim, which is a Shus Rabim, Shus Yochit. So, Shetim Tzaloy Meladivig HaMeir, Gagin Reshus La'atzmon, Gagin are Reshus on their own, a separate entity, Chatzeros, Reshus La'atzmon, and likewise, Chatzeros. You're allowed to go from one Chatzah to another Chatzah. As long as the kelim is shofsu in the chotzer, as long as you're not bringing the kelim from the home, you're allowed to bring the kelim from one chotzer to another chotzer. And even from chotzer sharabim to chotzer sharabim, you were never geyser. Only when it comes to a bias that you can go to a chotzer. But from chotzer to chotzer, it's all one reshus. And likewise, kafifois, Dr. Motzari Aleph and Aleph, kafifois reshus la'atzmon. All kafifas, you can go from one to another. Now, if the kafif is yoisimi beis asayim, then it's a karmelis, then you can only go dalalamis. That's a regular din of karmelis, you can't go dalalamis, not more than dalat. But if the kafif is less than beis asayim, you're allowed to go from kafif to kafif. There's a shus la'atzmon. And Rashi says, even if they're owned by two different people. Why? Metaltim is elazeh. Because Ramey holds all gagas here, the shus achas. He doesn't, for a mayor, it doesn't make a difference if it's owned by two people, as long as it's not a home where you actually live. Just like you're allowed to go from gag to gag and it's owned by different people, you're allowed to go from gag to gag. So who are then you allowed to go from kaf to kaf even if it's owned by two people? This Svira Leizer Grashi, the second line, the Ein Reshus Mischalekas Machmas Shinui Bailim. It doesn't make a difference that it's an owner. You're allowed to go from one Reshus to another if it's in a gag to a gag or a kaf to a kafif. El batim. Only by batim I care, because batim is a place that you live. A mokim dira, you're not allowed to go from one mokim dira to another mokim dira without an eriv. A chumrah mechadish, that the gag, you look at whatever is below, it becomes the same ownership on the top, and we look at it like a mokim dira on the top, and you can't go from gag to another gag. But in Mayhold, all gagas are the same, as long as you don't go to an elevation, 10 higher or 10 lower. So we don't care about shinu bailim. All you care about is if it's a shinu bailim when it's a batim. By batim l'chudayi, because tadiru is tadira, that's where people usually live. Ava migag l'chotzer, u migag l'karfif, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Rameya does hold that there's a problem of tel b'shus harabim. So, that's why migag l'chotzer, it's osir. Migag l'gag, it's muta. Mikarf l'karf, it's muta. Batim is a problem. But migag l'chotzer is also a problem. Migag l'chotzer zograshi is a problem because since, even if it's owned by one person, it's a problem. Because gag l'chotzer is a different elevation. It's ten tefachim. So that's just like you have the problem by tel b'shus harabim. This is exer of tel b'shus harabim. So Rameya Shita is, gag l'chotzer is a problem of tel b'shus harabim. Gag l'gag or karfif l'karfif is no problem whatsoever. So that's according to Rameya. Rameya makes a gzer of tel b'shus rabim. Ledivrei chachomim, chachomim never made a gzer of tel b'shus rabim. Chachomim say, gagin b'chatzer is a shus achas. According to chachomim, you can't go from gag to gag. But you could go from gag to chotzer if it's one owner, because he doesn't have a gzer of tel b'shus rabim. Ledivrei chachomim, gag b'chatzer is a shus achas, and they were not going to tel b'shus rabim. Kafifois, the shus achas saying. Kafifois are a shus b'fnei atzman also. And you can go in a kafif itself. From one kafif to another kafif. And Rashi says that we're not goyzer according to the chachomim mishum tel. That means you're allowed to go even from one gag to a chotze de rabim. Because when do we make a gzera that you can't go to a place of rabim from a place of yochid? That's after by a home.
you can't leave your home and go into a chotzer shel rabbim. Because you'll end up going from a private rishus yochid to rishus rabbim. But from gag to chotzer, where tashmishton are not like a tashmish of a yochid, they're all both tashmishim shel rabbim, we never made such a gzera. So mainly you'll attack a lot of go from, even from a gag to chotzer to rabbim. You'll have to be metaltal. And kafifois are rishus achas zog rashi, even if they're owned by two people. Because the only problem is only when you're on a roof, you can't go migag legag according to Chachomim. Because the roof follows the bias, and the bias is owned by one person, so the roof follows suit. But to go from two karfifim, it doesn't make a difference if it's owned by two people. It's not a mokum diurin. By a gag, chomam mechadish, the diurin lamato, extend to lamalo. But by karfif, it's not a mokum diurin. She's allowed to go from karfif to karfif, even if it's owned by two people. There's no problem of shinu bailim. Only by batim there's a problem. By batim and extended to the gagas, but not by the etzim kafifos. However, Rashi says, to go from a gag to a karfif, meaning from a gag or a chotzer to a karfif, even if it's one person, it's taka osa. Why? Because a gag is a different tashmish of a karfif. Mashenken gag lechotzer, that they allow, because that's the same tashmish. And there's no gzerev, tel b'shus rabim. Chachoma, there's no gzerev, tel b'shus rabim. L'divi Reb Shimon, the third statement he said, according to Reb Shimon, kulun reshus achasein. It's all one reshus. That means it's all one reshus. Gagas, Chatzeres, and Kafifos. Zog demor Tanya Kavosi de Rav. Now Tanya Kavosi de Rav is going back on the Rav that we had in Daf Pei Tes. Rav Shita was that gagas that are open to other rooftops are only muta bedalal amis, because we don't say good asik when it's pogutz lechaveroi, when it's laminkra mechitza. So Tanya Kavosi de Rav, that you can only go dalal amis on gagas that are exposed to other gagas, because you don't say good asik mechitza also when it's laminkra mechitzas. Tanya Kavosin Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah be saying right now that according to Rav Shimon, they're all Rishus Achas, Gagas Ches and Kafifois. And the Gemara explains, Tanya Kavosin Rav, called Gagas here Rishus Achas, all Gagas of the city are one Rishus. But also, Lahalois, Ulahoyrid, Mina Gagin, Lachotzer, Mina Chotzer, Lagagin. All Gagas are one Rishus. You're not allowed to go from Gag to Chotzer and Chotzer to Gag. The Kalim Sheshovsu Bechotzer, and Kalim that were in the Chotzer, by the onset of Shabbos, Mutla Tatlam Bechotzer. And the reason why Kelim Sheshovsa B'chotzer specifically are Mutter, and not Kelim Sheshovsa B'bayis, the Achronim explain, what's the reason why you can't carry Kelim Sheshovsa B'bayis? Let's say you made an Eruv from your bayis to your chotzer. I'm not taking my Kelim from my bayis to my chotzer, no problem. Mm-hmm. The problem taking from this Keli now, from one chotzer to another chotzer, it's as if you took it from the bayis to the second chotzer. And on that, Avada, it's also. So, Kelim Sheshovsu B'chotzer, Michotzer L'chotzer, you're allowed to go. Kulim Sheshachas. But Kelim Sheshovsu B'bayis, even though you're mutter to take it to Chotzer number one, because you made an Erev, but Michotzer L'chotzer, it's like you took from Bayis to Chotzer. That's one explanation. Another explanation they say is because Kelim Sheshovsu B'chotzer, it's like it's Koinish Vise in all the Chatzeris. Mashenger of Sheshovsu B'bayis is never Koinish Vise in the Chatzeris. So that's why it's not allowed to go to the Chatzeris. So, Kelim Sheshovsu B'chotzer, Mutl Tata B'chotzer. Begagin, if there were shovels to begagin, mutal tal to begagin. Uvachlo ye gagva yud and nomach yud divra meyer, because the problem of telbish is rabbim. Vichachomim aimrim, kol echod ve echod reshus la atzmoi. Each one is individual reshus, every gag. The aim at taltamoi elabedalid. That's a raya. We wanted to bring a raya to Rav's din. That aim at taltlin elabedalid according to chachomim, because you don't say good asik mechitzoso, and the gages you can only carry dalad amis. We see over here clearly a right to Rav Shita and the Peites. Oh, fregen the achronim, what Shmuel going to do about this? Very good. So they say that according to Shmuel, you have to say that even though you say good asik, and you're allowed to go, and you're allowed to go the whole gag, no problem with dalad amis, but if let's say people live on the rooftop. And they walk, and they doiris, and they walk, so they mevatel the din of good asik. So then even Shmuel would agree when there's the yugen on the gag that you can't go on the whole gag, and you'd only have dalad amis. Zog the Gemara Tanya Kavosi the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was which rang to bring a right to Rav Shimon that Gagas Chatzitz Kafifus are one Rishus. Tanya Kavos in Rav Yehuda. Omar Rebbe, Kshini Loim Dim Terez Rav Shimon Betkoya. When we learned Terez Rav Shimon in Tekoya, Hoyne Malin Shemen Valuntis, we took oil and a towel. That was Shabbos in the Chotzer, obviously. Migag legag, from one roof to another roof. Migag lechotzer, mechotzer lechotzer, mechotzer lekarpev, umikarpev lekarpev acher. Achin magin etzel ma'ayon. Until we came to the spring. And the spring means chametverya, because otherwise it's the Isser Chitzah on Shabbos. Chametverya is mutter. Shoyinu roichzimboy. So that means clearly, chotzer, karpev, gag is all one reshus. Shekem shoshofzer bechotzer. So that's a riot to Rav Yehuda Shita. Zok di Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Maise b'shasa sakona. There was a maise at the time of sakona, when there was a gzera.
How do you look at Rav Yehuda as opposed to the chum? How do they do an yeshiva, not like Yehuda, not like Rav, not like the chum?
Kedayu Rav Shimon, lis b'chola b'shasa tchak. But that's really what the Gemara says in the next Gemara. The Gemara says, shasa tchak, sakona. Zok di Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda. The rai is really from this Rav Yehuda. Maise b'shasa sakona. It was a tzori in a shas hakona. Where you know, mylin sefer Torah michotzer legag. A sefer Torah that was shavus in a chotzer. They needed it for kriyas haTorah. They took it from a chotzer to a gag. Umigag lechotzer, umichotzer lekarfev, likos boy. So we see clearly they utilize Reb Shimon Shita. It's right, Reb Yehuda. Omuloi, ain't shas hakona right. There's no right from shas hakona. Shas hakona. How did they do it? They're not shas hakona. It's suddenly muta. You're not mechuyev to read kriyas haTorah. But Kedai Rav Shimon, Lis Mechol B'Shas Atchak, you have to say something like that. Because Shas HaKon is not a raya to the Etzem Din, how you can bring a raya to the Etzem Din, they hold like Rav Shimon. Zog the Gemara, Rav Shimon Oymer, Echot Gagin, Echot Chatzeros, Echot Kafifos, are all one Rishus. Omer Rav Aloch Rav Shimon. This Aloch of Rav Shimon is like Rav Shimon only, V'hu Shalo Irvu. If there was an Erev that you did in your home, to the chotzer. So that means you took your items, utensils from your home into the chotzer. And now, you're not allowed to take your items that were in the home, that are in the chotzer now, from chotzer, to gag, to karfif. When does Rav Shimon allow gag as chotzer, as karfifois? Came to shofse b'chotzer. Like the Achronim explained, because once you took it that originated in the home at the onset of Shabbos, then even though it was mutter to take the chotzer A, but if you take it to chotzer B, it's like you take it from bayis to chotzer B, and that's also. Or because it was never shavus in the chatzer, so it never became part of all the chatzeres. But so Rav Shimon's halach is only shloi irvu. There was never an eruv, so there's no concern about kelim that were in the house at the onset of the Shabbat that are now sitting in your chatzer. Aval irvu loy. We don't allow you suddenly to take stuff from the chatzer, even if they are stuff that were all along in the chatzer. Why? The gazrin on them osi lafuke mani the batim the chatzer. You don't realize anymore what's what. If you're allowed to take, even if you made an eruv, then you might make a mistake and think you're taking kelim that were in the chotzer, but really they were in the bayis at the onset of the Shabbos because you made an eruv. So then we made a gzeri not allowed to take even kelim shebe chotzer to another chotzer because maybe it was kelim that originated from the bayis. Gazrin on them also lafukim mani the batim lechotzer. Ushmul amar Shmuel doesn't differentiate because avada you know you make sure a beach chair is in your home. And in your chotzer, I mean, and your dishes are in your home. If you see dishes in your chotzer, don't you know that you're not going to take that to another chotzer, because that originates from your home. Ushmul Omar, Bein Irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you made an Erev, it's very clearly defined which kelim, what the utensils are, where they originated, so we don't make such a gzera. So the Rashi Taka says, because it's nikkur. Klei Abayis are nikkur in the chotzer, there's no makom for a gzera. Others say, it's a gzera l'gzera. Why? Because the whole reason why you can't take klei abayis to the chotzer by irvu is only a gzera, or to the whole taking out is only a gzera that you need a erev b'chlal is otu rishus ha'yochid. So klei chotzer, and you're going to be goyzen out klei chotzer otu klei bayis, that you're not going to make. That's like a gzera l'gzera. V'chein om Rabbi Yochanan, that what? That it doesn't make a difference, like Shmuel said, ben irvu, ben loy irvu, kong to Rav Shimon, it's always mutter, as long as you take the right utensils. Zog di Gemara, mi lachshech, v'chenom Reb Yechanan, mi lachshech ben irvu uven shelo irvu, meaning, who told you this difference, that there's a difference between irvu, and why would there be a difference between irvu and loy irvu? Umi lachshech ben irvu shelo irvu, why would you think that there's a difference in Irvu and La'irvu. Even by Irvu, it doesn't make a difference. According to Reb Shimon, it's very clear that only the Kalim that were in the Chatz, you're allowed to take. Zog the Gemara, a kash on Shmuel and a kash on Rabbi Yechanan that say that there's no difference even by Irvu. Masvah of Chizdel Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, Yoimru Shnei Kalim B'Chotzer. It'll be a very awkward situation. You have two utensils in the Chotzer. One of them we say, Achazem Mutter. Vizeh Osir. In one Chotzer you say, this is Mutter, this Osir. Who's going to know and who's going to differentiate? Who's going to remember? Zog the Gemara, that's not Shver Kong Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon L'Tamei. Reb Shimon L'Shitosei. Deloy Gozar. Reb Shimon is not goyzer, even though you can have a situation where for A is mutter and B is osir. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, we added in the Hey, and we had a few places. Omer Reb Shimon, lemad of a doima. If you have a person that forgot to make an erev truman and choshcha olav, so now he's stuck. L'sholosh chatzeres ha'psucha zulazu u'psuchas l'shus rabim. So it's similar that case where you can only go dalal amos, so you can have. Reuven can go to Shimon, Shimon can go to Levi, but Reuven can't go to Levi. It's similar to, you have three chatzeres, psuchas ulazu, that open to one another, they have a door between them, upsuchas l'shus rabim, each one has an opening to l'shus rabim, so they don't have to go through each other's chatzer to get to l'shus rabim. V'irvu shtechitzoynes, and only the other ones made an erev chatzeres. Imayim tzoyes, with whom? With the middle one. The other one made the middle, so the middle is with the outer ones. So, but the outer ones did not make with each other. So he muteres imo, and the middle guy is allowed to go to the right and to the left because he made an error with both. The he muteres imo, and the right and the left can go to the middle. Ubeiz chitzoynis asur zu, and the outer ones are also to one another. And we do not make a gzera that you might end up taking things from the outer one to the other outer one if it ends up in the middle, and because the outer is allowed to go to the middle. Maybe be concerned that the stuff that in the middle were originated from the outer and you'll end up taking it to the other side and then it ends up being from the outer to outer, which is Osir. So we see a differentiate between Kalim. This is Osir and this is Mutter. So we find such a precedent, Reb Shimon Shita, that you're not Goyza. Mosif Rav Sheish says, Reb Shimon Oime, Echot Gagos. Echot chatzeros, echot kafifos. Rishus achas hein lekelim sheshofsu besoichon. It says clearly, they won rishus for the kelim that were shoivis in there, veloy lekelim sheshofsu b'teich habayis. And that's for the kelim that were in the home. Zok the Gemara, what do you mean kelim that were shofs in the home? It's only shaykh such a metzias if you say that the Shimon's din is applicable even by irvu. If you hold the whole din is only by loy irvu, what do you mean kelim sheshofsu b'bayis? Kelim sheshofsu b'bayis remain in your home. They don't end up in the chotzer. If they weren't in the chotzer before Shabbos, they're not going to be a dish. They're not going to be in the chotzer during Shabbos because it's only by loy irvu. Zok the Gemara, I amid bishlam at the irvu. Bishlam, if you say that we talk about that he made an erev and Reb Shimon's din is applicable even by irvu. So check to differentiate kelim sheshofsu b'chotzer and not kelim sheshofsu b'bayis. Han mishkaches lo mani debatim b'chotzer, because since the din is applicable by irvu, so shaykh kelim sheshofsu b'bayis in the chotzer. Eli yamid b'shelo irvu. If you tell me Reb Shimon's din is only by lo irvu, what do you mean kelim sheshofsu b'chotzer, not kelim sheshofsu b'bayis? How could kelim sheshofsu b'bayis be in the chotzer? It's never able to be in the chotzer because the din is only applicable by lo irvu. Heichem mishkaches lo mani debatim b'chotzer. How could you even have mani debatim b'chotzer? You have to tell me that these you can't take out. Since when could mani the batim be in the chotzer? Zok the Gemara, humayis lo mefaglo b'kumsa v'sudra. Kumsa v'sudra means, if let's say you didn't make an Erev. You did not make an Erev. Lo yirvu. If you're wearing your jacket and your hand jacket, kumsa v'sudra, or your handkerchief, and you go from your house into the chotzer, even without an Erev, you're allowed to take your hat off and put it on a stand in the chotzer. There's no iser to take something off in the chotzer. There's an iser to take things from the bayis to the chotzer. But there's no iser to what I'm wearing to take off and put in the chotzer. So there's a gzera that a shaykh kelim sheshofsu b'bayis is this case. The case of kumsa b'sudra, where it's really kelim sheshofsu b'bayis without an erev that would end up in the chotzer because it was a legal way of placing it in the chotzer even without an erev. I'm wearing something, I take it off and I put it down in the chotzer. Meaning derech malbush, you can take something from the bayis into the chotzer. So once you took it out derech malbush, it ended up legally in the chotzer. And on these kelim, we say that we are concerned that you're not allowed to take the kelim sheshofsu b'bayis that ended up in the chotzer to another chotzer. A teisav in the bottom, the b'maschim milach sheikh. So there's a few pshatim in how to teach the milach sheikh. The pashtus is that milach sheikh, Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing to Shmuel
that milachshech ben ivu ben shalayivu. Why differentiate? Who told you, as a secret, so to speak, who let you know, miyesh miyacha, there's a difference between irv and loyiv, there's no difference. Even by irvu, it's muta. Tosfos brings another pshat, that milachshech is because he was born from a lachash. Meaning, lachshech is lashon of shenolad milachash, the famous Gemara in Yuma, that his mother, on Yom Kippur, there were malachash in her oizen, that it's also to eat, even though she was a pregnant, and she was sakonat defoshes. So, from that, Gemara says, came out of Yechanan, because she realized and she listened not to eat. So that's the lashon of the lachash, of another way of saying Rabbi Yechanan. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Toshmat.